Welcome to the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast with your host, Mike Campion. If you are passionate about the cleaning industry, you are in the right place. Love what you hear? Spread the word and tell the cleaning world this is the place to be. Want more? Check out www.growmycleaningcompany.com for free online video trainings, free ebook downloads, free blog posts, and of course, all the podcast episodes. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company is at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. And now, on with the show.
Hello, Cleaning Nation. So glad to be with you once again. Welcome to the place to get everything you need to get the cleaning company you've always wanted, maybe even the cleaning company that you deserve. If you want to be a guest on the show, if you've got questions for me personally, or you want to hire me to speak at your next event, that all goes through our amazing producer, Natalie, nat@growmycleaningcompany.com. Of course, you can always give us a call, 480-648-5149. Do it now. We love hearing from you, Cleaning Nation. Today, we are chatting with Latoya Chavez from Super Clean Janitorial. Super Clean serves the Maryland and surrounding counties area with commercial and residential services. Latoya, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
So glad to have you. We were chatting a little bit beforehand, and I am already digging your energy and your vibe. Tell us a little bit how you got into the cleaning business, young lady.
Well, I was originally in hospitality. I was in the hospitality industry for over 9 years as a housekeeping supervisor. And I pretty much felt like I was at a dead-end job, and I wanted to try to stay in the cleaning industry, but start my own business. So I decided to start a cleaning company.
Beautiful. And how long ago was that?
Just a year.
Oh,
a year. February will make a year. Yep.
Fantastic. And are you doing all the cleaning, some of the cleaning, or none of the cleaning yourself so far?
Well, I've been doing a lot of the cleaning, and I made a huge mistake by doing that. But yeah, most of the cleaning I did.
Okay, cool. We'll get you sorted out. Any other fun facts you want to jump in and share before we get into the coaching part of the call?
Well, yeah, just to give you guys some enlightenment and some clarity on my situation. I actually, like I said, I wanted to start my own business. I clearly wanted to start a janitorial business. I had issues where I was struggling with sales and marketing. I wanted to hire someone full-time, couldn't find that right person. Ended up going with a marketing company that manages the contracts, find the contracts for you, kind of like feed you with a spoon, say, hey, I got this contract and that contract. Can you guys do it? And we go out and do it. Downside to that was that pretty much I was paying the cleaners to clean, and I didn't have anything left. All my profit was eaten up by them. So I felt myself back at square one.
Yeah, it's hard to build a business when you're not kind of in charge of getting your own clients and the clients. And I'm glad that you're listening to the show, because this is once you learn how to get your own clients and learn how to create a client attraction system, you'll get paid on that forever. And that's a skill that you can take to your grave. So you're in the right place, I guess, with what I'm telling you.
Yes, great.
All right, fantastic. Well, how can I help you today? What's going on in your world that we can coach you up on and give you some value right now?
Well, even though I had the marketing and sales issues as far as the commercial cleaning, the residential comes so easy to me. I can do it. I do Section 8. I do turnover homes. Endless homes. And I just want to switch gears a little bit and try to figure out how do I start my commercial. My original plan, which was to be a janitorial service, and get away from that, because I feel like I'm just taking the residential just because it's easy to me, and that's not my goal, and I'm getting sidetracked from my goal.
Okay, so tell me about your goal.
Well, my primary goal is to own and operate a janitorial company. I want like the biggest skyscrapers in downtown in the harbor, but if I can just get small term, if I can just get a few commercial accounts, not the smallest businesses, but at least 1,000+, because the ones that I've done, even with the management company that I was dealing with, they was all under 1,000. So it was kind of like my employees was going 3 hours here, 2 hours there, 3 hours there. I would like to get maybe a porter contract or, you know, something a little bit more stable. Just grow my business altogether.
Okay. When you say 1,000, you mean 1,000 square feet, $1,000 a month? What are you talking about?
No, it's over $1,000 a month contract.
Okay, perfect, which I think is a great idea. So what I hear you saying is you want to grow your company. The residential contracts are easy to get, but those are, you know, usually $200, $300 a month. You'd like to get $1,000 or $2,000 a month contracts, and obviously you can't do that with residential, but you feel like commercial is the way to go.
Right.
Okay, perfect.
Exactly.
Perfect. All right, well, I'm going to give you some good news that'll hopefully give you some encouragement, and then we'll talk some tactical. The good news is so many people kind of get up in their head when they make this switch. They think like, oh, I get residential. I'm a residential. I get the concept, and commercial is just this big, scary thing, and I don't understand them, and it's this whole different thing. The good news is that's absolutely not correct. It's the same thing. Residential people have a problem, a pain that they want you to solve, and the reason they pick you over somebody else is they feel like you can solve or you understand their pain better than other people understand their pain and that you get them. And that's how they trust you and hire you. It's exactly the same with commercial. Mm-hmm. They're going to have different pain, right? With residential, it might be, I need time with my family. I need a clean work area to live in, or I work too hard to be able to do this. And commercial might have a different pain, but going about finding out what their pain is the exact same process. So step one is to kind of get out of your head, not just you, LaToya, but Clean Nation as well. Step one is to get out of your head with this, you know, commercial's this big, scary, mystical thing. And I am, you know, I'm unqualified or I can't do it. Or is that something you're comfortable making that mental shift?
Yes. Okay. I am.
Perfect. That's the first thing. Second thing is I would start by niching. It can be really scary when you go, anybody, if you own a pizza joint or a bowling alley or a fitness club or a lawyer's office or a hospital, I'll clean y'all. That's scary. Mm-hmm. That's tough, right? If you just pick, and I'm going to make up childcare, right? And one is as good as another. I'm not promoting picking childcare as a niche. It's a fine niche, but there's 100 others, right? If you just say, I am going to be the best, what's it? You're in Maryland. I'm going to be the best childcare, you know, maintenance facility provider in my state. That's actually pretty easy. I can probably, I don't know your town, but I can just about guess there's nobody with that niche, right? In your town. They all do everybody. So you might consider buying a website, www.happykidscleaning.com or happychildcareowner.com or moreprofitablechildcarecenter.com, right? But it's going to be some sort of a, and you can even use that as your kind of doing business as name, not that you have to change your whole name, but you can introduce yourself, certainly to childcare people, as childcare health specialist or just something where the name is very clear. This is what we do and I'm an expert at it. So first of all, does that make you a little more comfortable? Like, I don't have to be an expert in hospitals and restaurants and bowling alleys and car dealerships and lawyer's offices and medical offices and warehouses, and I could go on and on and on. I'm just going to be an expert in childcare. And again, pick yours, right? I'm going to use childcare for the example the whole time, but use whatever you like. Would that make you feel more comfortable going, I just have to be an expert with these people, not with everybody?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. It already took some of the stress off my chest just talking about it.
And again, I hate to say it because I do coaching, but 80% of it's mental and me really getting you to believe and understand. It's not, there's nothing magical about it. They're just humans that have a life just like you, right? You got pains and headaches, and anytime you spend money with anybody, it's because you think they understand your pain and can solve it for you. That's all. The childcare folks are the same thing. They're small business owners just like you, right? They're going, you know, I'm constantly yelling at my cleaners and they're missing stuff and the kids are getting sick and parents complain. And when you can solve that pain, trust me, sister, they don't give two shakes about anything else other than, you can fix that for me? Fantastic, right? So step one is to pick a niche. Step two is really identify your dream 100. And that's a concept I stole from Chet Holmes out of The Ultimate Sales Machine. It's a great book. If you ever get a chance to read it, it's fantastic. But you're going to, it doesn't have to be
100. Yeah, I learned about that from you.
Perfect. So you're going to do, that's exactly what you're going to do. You're going to find and say, you're going to go, well, I'm only going to go 20 miles or 30, well, you know, whatever. It depends on the geography of your place, but you're going to pick, you're going to literally draw a circle around your office or your house and go, this is just like a pizza joint. This is where I deliver and this is where I don't deliver. Once you do that, you're going to find all of the, and again, we're using childcare, but say you start doing this and the childcare doesn't work, right? There's not enough of them. Okay, well, then you're going to scrap childcare and pick restaurants. And if that doesn't work, you'll scrap that and pick lawyer's offices. So when you're, mm-hmm. this is kind of part and parcel, and you're going to find one, you know, if they've got three childcare within 20 miles, well, that's probably not a big enough niche for you to go after. If there's 30,000, mm-hmm. that's probably too big. You need to get smaller, but you know, if there's 30, right. 40, 100, you know, you get more than a couple hundred, it's probably too many. But now all of a sudden, let's just say right. you do childcare and say there's 37. I'm literally made that up. There's 37 childcare mm-hmm. places, and they got to qualify, right? You might say they got to be $1,000 a month, and you might know for it to be $1,000 a month, they need to be 4,000 square feet or bigger, or what, you know, you'll start getting mm-hmm. this because this will be your niche. So now you've got
right.
not just I'm going to quote unquote do commercial. You've got I'm going to be the best person that knows more about maintaining childcare facilities than anybody else in the state, and you can tell people that because you will be right.
If
you start talking to them, and that's just right. your expert, you'll know more than anybody else. That's why I could do business coaching for car dealers or for manufacturing or for people that want to do multimillion. There's a bunch of stuff I could do, but I do owners of cleaning companies, and the reason is I can go. I talk to hundreds of owners of cleaning companies, and I know more than anyone in the world about how to grow a cleaning company. And that gives you confidence right. to go, this is the guy I want, right? There might be other guys that are smarter,
right.
probably better looking, but they don't know the cleaning business like I know it. So you're going to do the exact same thing. Exactly. And people are going to go, wow, maybe I could get a little cheaper, but LaToya knows more about my business, not just the cleaning part of it, right? Everyone says, I'm green. I know how to clean better. To tack with that, you know more about the childcare business right. and how cleaning can help their lives be better than anyone else in the world. That's huge.
Right.
So now you've got a list of 37 people, and you're going to say, that's all I'm going to go. I'm going to try and get by the end of the year, right? I'm going to try and get 5 or 10 of these. That's all. 10%, maybe 20 mm-hmm. tops. And I'm with 37, you could talk to every single one of them every day. You could send them a piece of mail mm-hmm. telling them how, you know, building value. You could get their email address. You could call them. You could go down there and bring cookies. You could do, there's just 37 of them, mm-hmm. and you're going to create a right. marketing plan just for those 37 people. And the way I'd start that wow. marketing plan is call and say, you know what? My name is LaToya. I am going to bring more value than any other vendor you got. So if you wouldn't mind, give me 10 minutes. I'd just like to talk with you and hear about your business. Hear about what makes you happy, what makes you sad, and how I can make your life better. You do that times 37. Right. I promise you're going to be an expert in that industry. You will know more than you'll know more about running a daycare than any one daycare owner knows because you've talked to 37 of them and they've told you what they like and what they're scared of. And
right.
And then when you have those conversations, you're not going to talk with them about cleaning. You're going to talk to them, man, how's your, and I'm totally going to make it up because I don't know the daycare industry, but like, hey, what's your teacher kid mm-hmm. ratios? I know that they're supposed to be around 12 and people are struggling with that. Are you finding you can afford that? What kind of parent complaints? They're going to go, wow, this lady knows me, right? She knows, right. wow, I've never had a cleaner talk to me about this. They're all talking about, you know, I'll be here for 3 hours and it'll cost you $30 an hour and, you know, that kind of nonsense. This lady can really help right. me with my whole business, right? So that's how right. I'd start. If you just go to quote unquote business that's too big, it's too scary. If you just agree like, hey, I'm going to be smarter about daycares or bowling alleys or whatever it is than anybody else in the world, and I'm going to talk to them, I'm going to find out their pain, and then you're just going to go back to them with messaging, whether it be on, now you can do whatever you want. You can call them, you can email them, you can put up Facebook ads, you can make a YouTube channel, you can make a Facebook group, you could do a lunch and learn, you could create a podcast, you could do whatever you want because you know those people better than anybody else in the world, and they're not scary because you talk to them face-to-face. And once you've had 12 right. conversations with these 37 people, when it comes time to bid, who are they going to go? They're going to go to the Yellow Pages or Google online cleaning company? No, they're going to talk to their friend LaToya, who's been friends with them for months. Okay. I don't want to give you too much and freak you out. How's that? You feel comfortable? You scared? You excited?
No, that's perfect. That's perfect. You just answered all my, it's crazy. It's amazing how you have the ability to just change a person's life in a conversation.
I'm going to give you a little secret, LaToya. My trick is I know owners of cleaning companies better than anybody else in the world. So I can help you guys better right. than anybody else in the world. And guess
Absolutely.
What? It's super easy for me to get customers because you guys know that I love you and I care about you and I know more about y'all than anybody else. And of course, I had a cleaning company, yeah. so that helps. You haven't had a daycare, but that's okay. Cool. Well, I'm right. glad that helped. Anything in there that you're like, I'm afraid to do? I don't think I could actually do that, or any questions you need, or you feel like you're
no.
totally equipped?
No, I feel completely confident. I feel completely confident.
Gosh, you're one of those ladies. I'm like, we got to get you back in 6 months and have you like start bragging about how you're the queen of all things, you know, whatever niche you pick. All right,
I'm known as the queen of clean in Maryland. So that's funny that you said that.
Well, it rhymes, so it's got to. We just got to figure it out different. When you decide who you are, you got to be the queen of whatever. So just instead of daycare, pick something that rhymes with queen, would you?
All right.
Or you'll have to find some royalty title that rhymes with daycare. One of the two, but we got it. I like the rhyme. You just got to figure it out with your niche, sister.
Nice. Right.
Well, enough of me talking and yammering on. I know you've got some experience and some wisdom, and I'd love to share that with the group. We're going to hit the lightning round. I'm going to give you three quick questions. You're going to give me three amazing answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Work every day like it's your first day on a job.
I like that. I've been doing this for, 150 some episodes, and I like that. That may be the best piece of advice I've ever heard of all the best pieces of advice. Question two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business that maybe we can learn from?
The biggest mistake, what I would have to say, was going with the management company that I was thinking about. That wasn't what I was geared towards. That wasn't what my plans was starting out, and I kind of took the lazy route because I didn't want to learn sales and management and sales and marketing, and put it in someone else's hands, and I kind of messed up with that.
Thank you. Honestly, LaToya, thank you for being so transparent. I know it's not super fun to share our when we don't do things right, but I promise you there are people out there right now that you just saved a lot of time and money and frustration of going, you know what? That's right. I was going to put it in somebody else's hand and I was too scared to learn marketing, but LaToya has given me the confidence. I'm going to get out there. I'm going to figure it out myself. So thank you for sharing that. Really, I truly believe you changed at least one person's life out there and saved them from going down that path. So very kind of you to pay the tuition. Very kind of you to pay that tuition and share the education with everybody else. Thank you. Last question. What's one idea that Cleaning Nation can put into practice right away, something they can implement today before they go to bed that will improve their lives and or their businesses?
I would say have a personal relationship with your clients. If you don't have a personal relationship with your clients, and what I mean by personal relationship is actually going to them, talking to them, finding out what their niches is, what they like, what they dislike, then if a problem arises, they really don't know who you are as a person. They don't get a chance to fill you out, and that can make a situation worse. They'll be more, they'll get rid of you faster if you don't.
Yeah, you know, and I got to encourage you on that. So many people nowadays want to make everything online and automated, and they don't want to do face-to-face, eyeball, belly-to-belly. So I agree. And the cool thing is it's so easy in this business because people are just lazier. They don't do it. You do exactly what Toya said and really know them where they know who you are. When there's a problem, instead of saying, just fire them, they're going to call you and go, hey, LaToya, I love you and I appreciate you. We're having some issues. Work through it with me, as opposed to just calling and saying, hey, we're going a different direction. So that is, that's really great feedback, Cleaning Nation. LaToya, thank you for joining us. Your spirit and your attitude and just I could feel the energy we're on opposite coasts and I can feel your energy emanating. Thank you for sharing your passion, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I promise Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, make sure you put some comments on her page or say hey to her in the Facebook group and let her know that you appreciate her episode. When you want to check out her show notes page and get everything you need to grow your cleaning company, you will find it all at growmycleaningcompany.com. You can leave your questions, your comments, your rude remarks. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer Natalie at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.